return of the Iroquois. With the Huron out of the picture, the balance of power in the Great Lakes shifted, and filling the vacuum left by the Huron were the vacuum's creators, the Iroquois. The Iroquois expanded their territory to include the north shore of Lake Ontario. Technically speaking, this land already belonged to the French. Technically speaking, it likely belonged to some Aboriginal peoples. However, but the Iroquois didn't really care. They benefited from their new position as they were able to divert much of the northern fur trade south to the English colonies. And making war between the French and Iroquois inevitable was the fact the Iroquois were ambushing Cree trappers on their way to Montreal. To this end, the governor of New York was actively encouraging the Iroquois to attack New France. He had even gone so far as to spend his own money to purchase weapons and ammunition for them. The Iroquois had replaced England as New France's primary enemy. In their own right, the Iroquois wanted to control the fur trade, and to control the fur trade, Montreal would have to be attacked and reduced. In 1684, Governor Frontenac of New France launched a series of raids against the Iroquois Confederacy. The raids took place over 3 or 4 years and had limited success. In 1687, the French sent an army of several thousand regular troops and Canadian militia deep into the homeland of the Seneca. The French burned villages and destroyed crops. The Iroquois responded with an attack of their own on New France's vulnerable First Nations trading partners. The French were in no position to both defend themselves and their native allies. In reality, the Iroquois position had improved dramatically as they had been wiping out the allies of the French one by one. The French did nothing to stop the Iroquois, and the situation got so bad that France's allies considered making a separate peace with the Iroquois. Frontenac's raids had upset the peace of North America. This led to his being recalled back to France and being replaced by Jacques René de Brissay.